Hey, 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 welcome back for another Inner Beauty Reigns podcast. This is your host, Erica Anderson, and today I want to talk to you about purpose. I'm so excited about talking about this because what I realized as I was doing a live earlier today is that when I start talking about purpose, like, it just flows and I just get so much revelation. And so I wanted to come and do this podcast because I wanted to share some things that I got some inspiration on earlier today. And I feel like it's so important for people to understand some key things about purpose, because I feel like a lot of us were taught that purpose is kind of like a destination. And once you've arrived at a certain area or space or job or, you know, area of serving, that's when you have attained purpose, or that's when you're truly executing purpose. And I cannot tell you that cannot be further from the truth. So the first thing that I want to share, and I like to call this the secret to life, because I feel like once you understand this, it makes it so much easier to walk in purpose. That is that purpose is not a destination. It is literally the journey. And what you have to understand is that when it comes to purpose, you are executing it in any given environment because it comes natural to you. Your purpose is directly tied to the things that come natural to you. So if you're a compassionate person, part of your purpose is operating in compassion in the various areas where you show up in life. And because that is something that comes natural to you, it's never going to be a problem for you to execute it because it's natural for you. I think one of the most important things for people to understand as it relates to purpose is that if you have to force it, it's probably not purpose. If you have to conjure it or manifest it or, you know, do things to make it happen, it's probably not purpose. And I think it's important to distinguish that, because a lot of times people go into situations thinking that it's a part of their purpose, but they aren't coming from a natural place in operating in that environment or that space where they're showing up. So one of the most important things that I have been able to do in my journey is be intentional about learning who I am, how I operate, the things that come natural to me. It's funny because yesterday I was at my mom's house and she has a bookshelf in one of the spare bedrooms. And I was like, I have passed this bookshelf I don't know how many times, but I have never really just stopped and looked at the books that are on it, which is weird because I'm a writer. I was an avid reader as a kid. So even if I don't necessarily pick up a book to read it, I'm always interested in seeing book titles, seeing what book covers look like, reading the excerpts on the back of the book, different things like that. Like, I don't necessarily have to read an entire book to take interest in it. But anyway, I'm sharing that story to say that when I stopped and looked at the books that were on the book, as a matter of fact, no, let me tell you what really happened. My mom was fixing something in the bathroom, and as I was walking back to the living room and I was getting ready to pass the bookshelf, I felt drawn to it. I literally felt like there was something on the bookshelf for me. And there is so much packed in that, but that's another podcast. What really threw me was feeling like there was something on that bookshelf for me. And what I really, really love about that is in the, 15 years that my mom has lived in this house that I've, because I know for a fact that bookshelf has been there the entire time she has lived there. In all of this time of going to that house and never paying attention to that bookshelf, God picked this time to have me to be drawn to that bookshelf. So anyway, I said all of that to say the book that was there waiting for me is called The Psychologist's Book of Self-Tests. It's 25 Love, Sex, Intelligence, Career, and Personality Tests. And it was written by Louis Janda, PhD, And when I tell y'all, okay, so one of the first things I did when I picked this book up was I went to look at the copyright page, because when I tell y'all, this book is old. Like, when I picked it up and my mom was like, don't look at the cover, it's okay. It is so, like, this, somebody has been reading this book, okay? And I'm sure it was my stepdad before he passed away. But the point here is that I looked at the copyright page and the book was actually published in 1996. And I was like, wow, that is incredible. Because sometimes when I realize that I'm about to hit 40, I think about the 1990s, and it seems like yesterday to me, but it's really not yesterday. It was more like 30 years ago. So anyway, I'm so excited about delving into this book, because that has literally been a part of my strategy of growing in my personal journey. Taking the opportunity to get to know myself as much as possible. So between spending time by myself, reading books about personal development, and doing other things like personality tests, which is exactly what this book is about, and not even just personality tests, but intelligence, career, love, sex. Like, this is, I'm so excited, y'all. So anyway, I want to encourage you as much as possible to take all of the opportunities that are presented to you to learn about yourself. I feel like we spend so much time in this life consuming information, and because we now live in what is referred to as the information age, we're often consuming information that is not needed or shouldn't be prioritized, because we have bigger fish to fry. We have bigger things that we need to be focused on. So I strongly encourage you, like I said, anytime you have the opportunity to learn something about yourself, go for it, because the more you learn about yourself, the deeper you'll be able to go in purpose. The more you learn about yourself, the more effective and productive you become in life. You can't say that you have all these goals and aspirations and you want to do all of these things, but you don't take the opportunity to understand how you can actually execute those things. Or if you may need to delegate some tasks to other people, if you need to hire somebody to do those things or start a business to facilitate getting those things done. Sometimes we need to delegate things to other people, but because we haven't been intentional about understanding what our personal strengths and abilities are, we run circles around ourselves trying to do things and get things completed, but we fail because we don't have the proper knowledge to make those things happen. So I can't say it enough. Take every opportunity possible to learn about yourself. The key to life when it comes to walking in purpose is understanding that you are walking in purpose every single day of your life. You're walking in purpose every single time you get the opportunity to execute something that comes natural to you. Don't sleep on that. That's all I got for y'all today. Thank you so much for tuning in. If you haven't been to the website, check out innerbeautyreigns.com. I've got books, I've got classes, I've got merch for you. So make sure you check it out. The current promotion, I have a free download for Understanding Personal Power. That's a series I did a couple of months back. Make sure you download that. Use coupon code FREEBIE to check out, and you can download that for free. Again, thank you so much for tuning in, and I will talk to y'all again next time. Another episode of the Inner Beauty Reigns podcast. This is your fearless host, Erica Anderson, and today we are talking about fruit. We're not talking about apples and bananas and oranges and the things that you buy in the produce section at the grocery store. We are talking about your fruit. The things that manifest in this life that are proof of your productivity. The things
that are the result of the work that you are doing in this life. So make sure you stay tuned. Followed me for any length of time, you know that Erykah Badu is one of my favorite artists of all time. This morning, I was taking a drive and I was listening to a playlist that I have, and it's called Groove Mix. And it's just a bunch of just mellow, most of it is neo soul, but just mellow songs that are just perfect for a morning drive. It's one of the reasons why I created this playlist. And so, of course, I have some Erykah Badu, some Jill Scott, some Maxwell. I have some new school artists like her and Daniel Caesar. You know, it's just a bunch of really, really, really good music. Well, the song that was playing was Apple Tree by Erykah Badu. And I remember the first album that I listened to of Erykah Badu's, just full length, was, oh gosh, why can't I think of it now? Oh my gosh, this is ridiculous. Hold on, now I gotta look it up. But the thing that came to mind was that song Orange Moon. And it was just, I don't know, it was, I didn't mean to play that. I was trying to pull up the actual album that I was referring to. Let me screenshot this. And then I'm going to go over to, it's on the tip of my tongue. I cannot remember the name of that album. It better not be the self-titled album either. It was Baduism. No, it wasn't. It wasn't Baduism. That's what Apple Tree is on. Erykah, I'm sorry. I'm supposed to know this. I am supposed to know this. And what's crazy is this particular album that Apple Tree is on came out in 1997. And I remember in 1997, I believe I was in seventh grade. And it was Mama's Gun. Mama's Gun was the first full-length album that I listened to of Erykah Badu's, and I was just enamored with every single song. It was one of the first albums I listened to from the first to the last song and loved every single song. So, in listening to her music, I mean, she's deep. Like, we know this. It don't take listening to much of her music to realize that she's just a deep individual, that the lyrics that she writes, there's more to it than what meets the ear or what meets the eye. So anyway, this particular song that I was listening to this morning, like I said, is called Apple Tree. And I've listened to this song like dozens, maybe even hundreds of times. But I wouldn't actually read the lyrics, because this morning as I was listening to the song, I just remember hearing the part where she says, if you don't want to be down with me, you don't want to pick from my apple tree. And it just hit different this time. Y'all ever had that happen before, where you heard something that you heard before, but you just either got a new revelation or it just hit different? That's what happened for me this morning. And as I kind of thought about what that meant, just on a surface level, I feel like, is if you can't accept me as the full and complete entity that I am, you don't get to pick from my fruit. You don't get to pick my brain so that you can gain knowledge on things. You don't get to pick from the things that I have cultivated and created for myself. You don't get to pick from my fruit if you can't accept the totality of where that fruit came from. Y'all know I've been talking about personal power all this year, and it's just gonna go deeper next year. Like 2023, just be ready, because we are taking off. Do you hear me? This personal power thing, as simple as it seems, is such a deep and vast subject. I'm so excited about all the different things that I'm going to discuss. But a part of your personal power is being selective in who you allow to pick from your fruit. Personal power is being selective about who gets to reap the benefits of your fruit. Personal power is removing your fruit from an environment where it's not being properly taken care of or properly utilized. I had a situation a few years back where I literally had to pack up my entire life and switch gears because I felt like I was being taken advantage of. I felt like I was being used.
It's not about having a victim mindset in that situation, because when I left that situation and I started to assess what happened, I realized that I had allowed those things that I felt wronged about, I had allowed those things to take place because I had ignored red flags. I had continuously ignored red flags that showed me this ain't it. And it took things, there was just a culmination of events that I just had to take a step back and say, you know what? I'm not doing this anymore. I made a choice. I'm not doing this anymore. And it didn't matter how other people in the situation felt about it. The bottom line was, I wasn't going to continue to allow myself to be in a situation where I was subject to somebody else's decisions that were not fruitful, that were not productive. So that brings me to the first point that I want to make. Your life is the result of the seeds that you have planted. And your life is also the result of the fruit that you have allowed yourself to consume or receive. So it doesn't matter how well you till and cultivate the ground for the seeds that you're deciding to plant. If you allow yourself to engage with, integrate with, interact with bad fruit, it's going to affect you, period. And sometimes I feel like these things that I teach and share are basic. But what I realized recently in thinking about that is that sometimes as we're going through life, especially living in the time that we live in now, we get so caught up with work, with taking care of kids, with, you know, if you have kids in extracurricular activities, you got, you know, picking and dropping off and uniforms and, you know, these things that are associated with that extracurricular activity. And then if you have extracurricular activities for yourself, let's just say, you know, you are, I don't know, a guitar player and you got guitar practice and you have to manage that schedule along with the schedules of your children. And then you also maybe are a member at church. So, and maybe you also serve in ministry. So there's that schedule that you have to manage. There are all these things you have to do. Sometimes it can be easy to get lost in the shuffle. And this is why I try as much as possible to teach what I teach, even if it seems basic, because sometimes we have to get back to the basics. We have to get back to what seeds have I planted. Is what I'm dealing with the result of my negligence? Is what I'm dealing with the result of my ignorance? Sometimes you have to take a step back and ask yourself those questions so that you can get back on track. But at the end of the day, you have to be fully and completely aware of how the fruit that's in your life, whether it's good or bad, manifested. Is it the result of my connections? I had a conversation a couple of days ago with a young lady, and she was explaining to me that she's been having some difficulties with her friendships because she feels like the people that she's connected to don't have the capacity for who she's growing into or the way she's evolving as a woman. She doesn't feel like the people that she's connected to have the capacity to handle who she's becoming. And I was so grateful that she reached out to me, because I went through that same exact situation a year ago. I had a situation where someone who I considered a very good friend of mine was unable, or I shouldn't even say unable, but didn't have the capacity to handle me in the season that I was going through. Now, I want to preface what I'm about to say by saying that I fully and 100% believe in loyalty. I believe in, you know, cultivating friendships. And so with that, there's a level of communication that you have in your friendships. But there are also moments in friendships where people's behavior is clear and speaks for itself. And it's up to you as an individual to decide whether you want to have a discussion about said behavior, especially when said behavior is disrespect or dismissiveness or things that are very clear. Like, you know what your experience is when you're dealing with people. But at the end of the day, what I dealt with in that situation is I was going through a rough season. And I had communicated to this person on multiple occasions that I was in a rough space. But this person continued to reach out to me and communicate with me in a way that was very dismissive of what I was going through. And then this person had the audacity to exclude me from things that they typically would include me on. And then they turned around, in spite of the fact that they excluded me, decided that they needed something from me. I don't play games like that in my friendship. We're either in or we're out. But you don't get to pick and choose when you're going to deal with me, especially when you are fully and completely aware that I'm in a low space internally. And so I decided to let go. And I didn't, there wasn't a conversation, there wasn't a, I don't want to be your friend anymore, there wasn't a, and honestly, at this point in life, that's a bit elementary, but, you know, the point is that I decided that I was done with that connection. I deleted the phone number, I unfollowed on social media, removed them from my followers, and I went on about my life. I wish you well, but I'm not going to have this discussion with you so that you can tell me, or so you can justify why you did me wrong. I believe that some situations don't deserve a conversation. Now, some people would say that that's immature. Some people would say that, no, that's not the way you handle it. I believe that there are certain situations where you do not have to subject yourself to having to listen to somebody justify why they did you wrong. Nope, I don't want to hear it. I'm done. And further, I feel like because of the length of time that has passed and this person has never picked up the phone to try and reconcile, has never picked up, they understood what they were doing. So I'm not going to explain to an adult that what they did to me was wrong when they know what they did, because they're the ones who did it. But ultimately, I had to separate myself from this quote-unquote fruit. Because it wasn't doing anything to help me to elevate in life. And I think sometimes that's really all it boils down to. Is this situation helping me or hindering me? That's the question you have to ask yourself. What are the pros and cons to this particular situation in my life? How is this situation helping me to bear more fruit in my life? That's a word, and that's also some work that we have to be willing to do. The next thing that I want to share when it comes to this whole subject of fruit, there's this quote within the song, and this just kind of piggybacks off of the story that I just shared. It said, see, I pick my friends like I pick my fruit. my granny told me that when I was only a youth. I love, 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 love this. And it makes me think about a lot of the wise sayings that my grandmother passed down to me. And I'm going to do a separate podcast on the best advice my grandmother ever gave me. And it's one that I just have carried with me throughout my adult life. I think it's been about 15, almost 16 years ago that my grandmother shared that with me. But this particular quote, pick your friends like you pick your fruit. Listen, when you go into a grocery store and you go looking for tomatoes, you go looking for apples, you go looking for lemons, you look for those things with the intention to pick those that have a nice consistent color, that there are no soft spots. You make sure that what you're picking doesn't have any precipitation on them, any precipitation that's the result of it rotting or anything like that. You pick your fruit that smell, it has a certain smell. Like when you smell, and so it depends on the type of produce that you're picking, because some of it doesn't have an apparent smell because they put wax on it to preserve it, like apples. Typically when you, and so it's always recommended that you actually rinse your fruits that may potentially have wax on it with hot water, because it melts that wax. And so once you rinse it off, you can tell a difference because you can smell it. Those lemons, you can smell more of that citrus. Those apples, you can smell more of that apple smell. But I know peaches in particular are one that when I'm in the store, I smell them, because I like to make sure that it is fresh, that it's okay for me to purchase it and take it home and consume it. But when you're picking your friends, there's any stench. And when I say stench, sometimes that stench is a toxic attitude. Sometimes that stench is the way they interact with people. Sometimes that stench is their impulsiveness. Being impulsive is okay when you are intentional about how often you execute it. It's one thing to be impulsive, living on the edge, like, I don't have my kids today, so I'm going to take myself to Six Flags. I'm going to have me a good time today. And after that, I'm going to take myself out to eat, and I'm going to have me a good time. That's my type of impulsive. There are other people who are impulsive in the way of, you know what, I'm about to take me a flight. I'm about to go on me a trip. I'm about to have me a good time. I'll be back on Sunday. But the point is, sometimes impulsiveness is a result of a lack of self-control. So when you look at the fruit that the people that you connect with as friends and relationships especially, because yes, our friendships have, you know, there are varying levels of intimacy in friendships. And so, you know, a lot of people think intimacy is about sex. No, intimacy is about closeness. How close can you get to the people that you're connected to? And one of the key indicators of fruit is how close you can get to people. Sometimes people keep you at a distance because they don't want you to see their fruit. Be careful of people who won't let you get too close to them. Sometimes people don't want you close to them because you're going to figure out that their fruit is rotten. So, pick your friends like you pick your fruit. You don't want to pay for rotten fruit. it defeats the purpose. It's pointless. It is pointless to have friends who don't have good fruit, because they will come into your life and they will bring those negative elements that make their fruit bad into your garden and mess up things that you got going. Something I realized a couple of years ago as I was just thinking about the direction I wanted to go with my life as it relates to relationships and friendships, I realized that I don't want people around me who don't understand peace. I don't want people around me who are full of drama. I don't want people around me who thrive in mess. That was a conscious decision I made for myself. Growing up in dysfunctional households showed me so much that I did not want for myself as an adult. And although, you know, the first 10 to 12 years of my adult life were riddled with just all sorts of unnecessary drama, I got to a point where I decided I don't want to deal with this anymore. And people thought I was crazy because a part of that decision required me to walk away from a marriage. People thought that religion would push me to stay in that marriage. And the conclusion that I came to after a lot of prayer, after a lot of going back and forth with God, and it wasn't a going back and forth in a, it was, should I do this because I'm afraid that I won't be in your will if I choose to go this route. And God showed me over and over again, like, I don't know, I already told you, like, it's all good. Like, I did not give you life for you to stay in situations that make you want to take the very life that I gave you. And that was ultimately what allowed me to have peace about moving forward. It was literally a matter of life or death. The fruit that I had in that season of my life, it looked good to outsiders, but guess what? It was a bowl of fake fruit. It was fake fruit. I had a bowl full of fake ass fruit in my life. And so the point where I decided that I no longer wanted fake fruit, I didn't want to continue presenting fruit to people that was not real, which some people were able to see through that. The close friends were able to see through that. I got to a place where I wanted real fruit. I wanted fruit that came in the season it was supposed to be there, and I wanted the fruit that was allowing me to live a life that allowed me to be myself and to operate on a high level. And that is how Heal, Evolve, Thrive came into place, because I realized as a part of that journey of getting divorced and rebuilding my life that I had to go through healing, that I had to allow myself to evolve, and then I was able to get to a thriving place. So I feel like I've emptied myself today. Thank y'all so much for tuning in and listening. If you are not in the Facebook group, the Inner Beauty Reigns VIP Lounge, ladies, it is free until November 30th. After November 30th, this will be a paid Facebook group. This has come about because I have been on social media sharing the gems and the nuggets, such as what you have received in this podcast, for 5 to 6 years. And there is a transition taking place. There is an evolution that is taking place within Inner Beauty Reigns. And so as we are getting to the next level, I want to include as many women as possible in this VIP lounge. This is where I am dropping weekly videos with the same type of information that I have shared here in this podcast, except this podcast is just a few minutes long versus the 30 minutes to an hour long videos with these not just nuggets of wisdom, but practical strategies on how to execute personal power, on how to manage the process of leveling up and experiencing the process of evolution in life, learning how to be in your thriving place, including learning how to receive. Because one of the things that I have seen in talking to women who are like me, who have been through divorce, divorced moms who are single moms who are out here making it for themselves, there's this thing that we experience in learning how to overcome those issues that we dealt with, and that is learning how to receive. I never envisioned that that would be difficult, but it has been a process learning how to receive. So that is among the things, the many, many things that you will learn in the Facebook group. There is also a full library of materials, including videos, journals, workbooks, worksheets, individual worksheets, just so much content for you to be able to work through, whether it's difficult decisions, whether it's internal work, just taking that opportunity to sit with yourself about whatever that situation is. And then even, of course, booking a human design reading, which I love to refer to human design as being when you envision yourself and what you know about yourself. What you know about yourself is the tip of the iceberg, that part of the iceberg that's above the water. But human design tells you all about those things that are beneath the surface. So many different elements and aspects to you as an individual that you are by design. And once you learn those things, it gives you the opportunity to leverage those things to be able to live a more effective life, to be able to walk in purpose, and to, of course, get to that thriving place, because that's what we want. We want to be able to live a thriving life. So thank you so much for joining me today. Make sure you go to the link in my bio. Make sure you check out all that I have to offer. Love you guys. Talk to you later. Peace.